Now, how did you used to buy sugar? You used to tell me how would you buy sugar?
Well, way back yonder, when I was a kid, you usually bought it by the barrel.
Well, what if it was, if it isn't prepackaged, and you might just buy it, if it was weighed out for you, say you were buying sugar, so...
At first, the stores would get it in a barrel, and then they'd just dip it out and pour it in a bag as much as you want. You getting too hot?
It is hot in here. So you say you bought it what?
Buy as many pounds as you want.
Buy it loose?
Yeah.
Buy it in?
5 or 10 pounds.
I see. So store owners used to sell it by what? By foot?
Well, they just put a bag up on a scale, and just whatever amount you want, they just keep pouring in there to get up, and then they
sell it by bulk?
Hmm?
Hmm?
Do what?
How would they sell it? By bulk?
Yeah.
Would they ever say that?
Yeah.
Do folks ever use that word?
Yeah. Bulk.
Hmm?
Yeah, that's bulk.
Okay.
A lot of different things in this old world, folks driving around and see it all. But I'll never get around to all of them.
Well, nobody ever does, Mr. Lamb. You've gotten around and seen a heck of a lot. Oh, I meant to ask you, when you brought the milk into the house after you had milked the cow, what was the first thing you did with it?
Strain it. Get all the gnats and hair and everything out of it. Get it clean.
Okay, and if you kept your milk or your butter too long, you say the milk, it got what? It
got sour, blinky.
Got what?
Blinky.
Blinky?
And then it gets sour.
What does blinky mean?
It's got a bad taste.
It's, you ever say funky?
Beginning to ferment then.
Folks ever say funky?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, that's a bad taste, too.
What?
That's something that doesn't taste good, too.
You say it's what?
Funky.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What about meat? You say if you kept the meat too long, the meat would do what?
Rancid.
Get spoiled. Yeah.
It don't spoil, it just gets rancid and old, strong.
Okay. What kind of, would you ever keep thick sour milk on hand?
No, we let it sour, and put it by the fire, and the cream would rise on top of it, and churn it, make clabber,
mm-hmm.
and churn it, and get the butter out of it. We'd put the butter on the table and eat it, and she'd take the clabber and make buttermilk, either one, make biscuit out of it or drink it or any way we wanted to.
Would she ever make any kind of cheese from it?
No, she never would make cheese, but I had an aunt that made cheese.
Mm-hmm. What'd you call that?
Clabber cheese.
Clabber cheese?
Yeah. All you got to do is put it into a bag, a little cloth bag, and hang it up. Let it just drip, 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 the water all come right out, and there's your cheese.
Would you ever pour anything maybe made out of milk and nutmeg or cinnamon or some sweet stuff on top of a pudding or something like that?
Yeah.
What would you call that?
Well, that's just